Are you shocked, Mr. Williams?
Only the hot sloppy your man works.
Trees. as you know, Ric Flair has been very reluctant to give Kerry another title shot, because when Kerry lost the belt back to Flair, it happened under very unfortunate and controversial circumstances. Once Flair got his hands back on it, he wanted to keep it. But now that Kerry has claimed the American Heavyweight Championship, and thanks to the fact that Fritz Von Erich talked with the NWA Board of Governors, the title shot has been given to Kerry, whether Flair likes it or not. So, in light of this circumstance, and in light of the tape you just saw, we have these comments from the Nature Boy.
You know, once in a while, even the great one gets caught by a surprise. Now, the whole wrestling world is aware of the fact that Ric Flair is the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. They're also aware of the fact that in all my travels, I pretty much lay down the law. And after losing the title to Kerry Von Erich last May, I told all of Texas, and I told Fritz Von Erich, and I told Bob Geigel, I told the board of directors that Von Erich, and I'm talking about you, Kerry Von Erich, would rot in a hole before you got another shot at Ric Flair in Dallas, Texas. So now they tell me that you've gone out and you mustered up the guts to beat Gino Hernandez for the America's Heavyweight Championship. And now they tell me that your old man, and I'm talking about Fritz Von Erich, the rich and powerful Fritz Von Erich, has come across to the board of directors and Bob Geigel, the president of the National Wrestling Alliance, and now Ric Flair is being ordered, not asked to, but ordered to wrestle in the Reunion Arena Christmas night to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Kerry Von Erich. You know, that's all fine and well. I can take the good with the bad. I've loved this life. I've made more money than any other athlete you know. I'm talking about Randy White or anybody else. Ric Flair, woo, is the big daddy in the sports world. I got the nice clothes. I got the pretty women. I got the limousines. Woo, I got the airplanes. I'm a kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding son of a gun. You know why? Because I'm the world's heavyweight champion. You take a good look at me, Von Erich. You want me Christmas night. You want this. You got it. I don't gotta be told twice where to be. When you're the man, you're ready. And I'll be in the damnest shape of any athlete alive today, Christmas night. Von Erich, it's you and I, Daddy. The world heavyweight title on the line. You got 60 minutes to show me and to show anybody else in Texas that you think you're half the man that Ric Flair knows.
Game in Carter Building. Our next portion.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater?
Thank you. As far as I'm concerned, the whole British race is practically finished. If it hadn't been for Lend-Lease, if we hadn't kept your whole country afloat by giving you billions that you never even said thank you for, the whole phony outfit would be sunk right under the Atlantic years ago. What are you stopping for?
Get out of this machine.
Get out? I can't. You're crazy.
It's my machine. I'll do as I bloody well please.
Well, no,
out!
I'm awfully sorry. You know, I've been very edgy today, and if I've said anything about England, I apologize.
Glad to hear you say so. I must say, if I had the grievous misfortune to be a citizen of this benighted country, I should be the most hesitant in offering any criticism whatever of any other.
Wait a minute. Are you knocking this country? Are you saying something against America?
Against it? I should be positively astounded to hear of anything that we said for it. Why, the whole bloody place is the most unspeakable matriarchy in the whole history of civilization. Look at yourself and the way your wife and her strumpet of a mother push you through the hoop. As far as I can see, American men have been totally emasculated. They're like slaves. They die like flies from coronary thrombosis while their women sit under hair dryers eating chocolates and arranging for every second Tuesday to be some sort of Mother's Day. And this positively infantile preoccupation with bosoms. In all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture? In literature, advertising, in all fields of entertainment, in everything. I'll wager you anything you like. If American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight.
Hold it. Listen.
I know it's a little early for Christmas, Edward, but I have a present for you.
So long.
I've been away for so long.
So long.
I
let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
Nassau Coliseum this Friday night, May 10th, 8 o'clock, fans. And on the great card for the World's Heavyweight Championship, Hulk Hogan champion against this man, the ace, Cowboy Bob Orton.
Oh, Hogan, the time is drawing near, Daddy. I can't wait to get you in the ring. Hey, he's got that Mr. T in his corner, everybody. All the ingredients are there. Mr. T, Hulk Hogan, Bob Orton, ace, and guess who's in my corner?
Roddy Piper, my main man.
See, it don't matter how we get the world's championship, just so long as we get it. He got Mr. P in his corner. Of course, we got Mr. P in Piper's pit there coming up. Mr. Blunderful, you know the one with the abs that lays on his back for guys with mohawks and almost blonde champions. You know which guy I'm talking about. The same guy that humiliated himself in front of WrestleMania. And I think to myself, what would I ask him on Piper's pit? And I thought, well, I know all about him personally. I know all his privates work. I know what he's got as far as the brain's concerned. And I was trying to come up with questions like, what comes after run, spot, run? You know, something he could answer and that the people in Nassau would be able to distinguish between at the same time, because that way we wouldn't be talking over their head. And then I thought to myself, why even worry about that? Because really, when you get right down to it, Bob Orton, AC Baby, we're in the World's Heavyweight Championship, isn't talking over your head because it's something you can see, or you can pet your dog and ask him what's happening. It's something you can actually see, and that way we're actually self-explanatory. And then I thought to myself, what's left? Mr. T. But I thought, that's perfect for the garbage state. Toodaloo. See you, NASA.
Josh, Sin, War, Paramedics.
Every minute that Stanley's not on the air, we're losing money.
Yeah. Listen, just stall as long as you can. I'm sure I'll turn up.
Okay.
What do the police say?
They're doing everything they can. I'm telling you, George Fletcher's behind this. I just know it.
Okay. I'm thinking of something orange. Something orange. Orange. You give up? It's an orange. Get it? It's fun, huh? Okay, now I'm thinking of something blue. Something blue.
Let me kill him. Please, let me kill him.
Hey! What? 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 Whoa. What? Don't you like Bonanza?
She's my
my daughter no more.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie. Oh yeah. She's my cherry pie. Smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Looks so good, bring a tear to your eye. Sweet cherry pie. Sweet cherry pie.
Tell all your friends the main line's open. I got the best shit on the East Coast, practically uncut. You got that fuck face?